Thank you, Mr. Announcer. It's been a month, really, since protesters set up an encampment at the University of Michigan Dayag. And this morning, police moved in and cleared them out. University President Santa Ono said in the future, people can protest at the university as long as they don't violate the rights of others and are consistent with university policies. That's pretty simple law there. Our WJR senior news analyst, Marie Osborne, takes a look at today's developments. Marie?
Yes, Paul, this sweep came early, 5 o'clock this morning, as a matter of fact. And the university president, Ono, said the action came after the university fire marshal determined that protesters had created fire hazards. About 50 people were moved out of the Dayag, and a video shows police used pepper spray and they wore riot gear to move the protesters out. They were issued a 15-minute warning to get out before the police said they would move in and arrest people. Now, police have not disclosed how many arrests were made. At one point in all of this, a few weeks ago, there had been upward of 200 people sleeping in tents on the Dayag. Dayag programming was led by the pro-Palestinian group Tahrir Coalition. This group had demanded a divestment of from Israel since the Israel-Hamas war broke out on October 7th. And a lot of the protesters are walking or were walking Ann Arbor streets after all this, at one point gathering at Liberty Plaza. About 100 of them went to the Washtenaw County Courthouse in Pittsfield Township to further protest. They were yelling shame at the police. So the sweep comes just 2 days before Ono was set to testify to Congress on Gaza encampments at university at U.S. universities, Paul W.
Interesting. How do I word this? I guess the only way I can say it is the University of Michigan fared better than the people out at Columbia and a variety of Ivy League schools. We if you say as many as 200, if that was the top, that's not that big a percentage of the number of students that could have been available for something like this. I'm trying to look for the bright side of this story for the University of Michigan, but this is also a learning experience, and I guess that's why these university presidents drag their feet oftentimes on these things, but it shouldn't be something you drag your feet on. There's a way to protest, and there is a way that it's illegal. And if you protest legally, they're going to leave you alone. This is the lesson to be learned. If you protest breaking the law and rules, and I don't need to go through all the law or the rules right now, they're all very obvious, then you're going to have trouble with the police. Don't say shame to the police when you are causing them to do their job. So it's not over, I'm sure. It's never going to be over. But at least it didn't get as bad in Ann Arbor as it did out on the East Coast. That's just like the only positive thing I can say.
Well, I think it's interesting that in this case, this came after the university fire marshal determined that they've created fire hazards in that area. In other words, can people get out of an area fast enough if there was a fire? And so based on that, that's how they cleared the encampment. So I think that pretty much takes the politics out of it and just says, you know what, we have to move along here because this is a dangerous situation, or potentially could be one.
Well, okay. But I hate to think that anybody has to come up with, that'll work. We can say that. No, when the students are doing things that are wrong, you have to address the fact that they are doing things that are wrong. Mm-hmm. And, maybe the fire chief said, I know, we can say that it's a fire hazard. Great, that's great. Nobody in a position of leadership should be looking for an easy way out to a very difficult situation, very difficult problem.
This is difficult, no question about it. I mean, this has really been a thorn in the side of so many universities. Luckily, in this case, this morning there were about 50 people there, and they were able to clear them out. Like we said, they did use pepper spray. It doesn't say, or we haven't been able to figure out if anyone was injured in all of this. And the police have not told us how many arrests have been made yet.
Did we hear Marie Osborne with us, WJR senior news analyst extraordinaire? There were a few protesters during President Biden's Detroit visit, his speech at the NAACP, the 69th annual NAACP Freedom Fund dinner. Did we ever hear about arrests or anything like that?
Well, you know what? They were detained. There were 10 people detained. They were issued misdemeanor citations. 9 of them were issued misdemeanor citations. One person is facing a felony assault on a police officer, but there were 9 that were issued, you know, these misdemeanor citations. And again, yeah, that was over for the 69th NAACP Freedom Fund dinner, which, you know, brings like 10,000 people to.
It's huge.
Yeah,
the biggest one-night dinner in the world, I think.
Yep. That's what they say. So that was, you know, they Detroit police, I think, were ready for that, and they dealt with it pretty swiftly.
Yep. All right. And then the primary news media did a pretty good job of keeping out of what the Biden people were most worried about, the number of black students who or black people who in the last two places that he spoke turned their back on him. That hasn't become a big story for a reason, because they were all worried about how bad it would look. But that's the truth. They did turn their back on him. A number of people did when he spoke at the college and when he spoke here. So anyway, it's there. They can try to hide it in the institutional media, but there are the rest of us out here who will set the record straight just telling the truth, which I appreciate coming from you, Marie. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Marie Osborne, anchor, reporter, senior news analyst here at WJR, as we continue.